What have the Lord done? Let's go to Ephesians. I know we're not in the, I didn't give you these, but this is the way the Lord does, and I will follow him. Let's go to Ephesians 1. Ephesians 2, 2, 5, and 6. We probably will wind up in 1. And we'll come back here. Ephesians 2, 5, and 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says in Ephesians 2, 5, and 6, even when you were what? Dead. In what? And has quickened. We know that word quickened means what? Made alive. Has made alive us together with Christ. Made us, did you hear what it said? Made us alive together with Christ. For by grace are you saved. Now just hold it right there, Ephesians. It's right down below it. I'm skipping around, but we're going to get there. For by grace are you what? Saved. And verse 6 says, let's go to verse 8, and we'll come back to verse 6. Flip me on down to verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, right? That's not of yourselves. It is what? A gift of God. Now, go back to verse 6. He said, you were quickened, made alive. Then it tells you how you were saved. Then when you were saved, I watch it. And has did what? Has raised us up together. He has done what? He has raised us up how? Together. And made us do what? Sit together where? Where? In Christ Jesus. Now go to Ephesians 1, 19. Actually, it's verse 20, but 19 to get the whole. Ephesians 1, 19. We're coming back to John 16 just in a minute. Ephesians 1, 19. And what is it? And what is, he said, and what is the what? Exceeding greatness of his power to us, to who? Who believe. How many believers do I have in the house? He said this power is according to the working of his mighty power. This power to those who believe, it's according to the working of his mighty power. Keep going. Which he wrought, or worked, or exalted, or exercised, which he wrought in Christ. When did he do this? When he raised him from the dead. Did what? He did this. When he raised him from the dead. And what did he do with him when he raised him from the dead? And set him where? Where? He set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Keep going. Far above all principalities. What are you dealing with? Powers, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. Not only in this world, but what? Also in that which is to come. We've been raised up and made sit together with Christ in heavenly places at God's own right hand, joined to him. We are the body of Christ, the Spirit of God. On the day of Pentecost, was sent in Acts, Luke wrote it, recorded how he came and his arrival in the earth. He came, said, on the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all in one accord in one place. Suddenly there came what? A sound. He came as a sound of a rushing mighty wind. Filled the house. He just didn't show up. But when he showed up, he filled the house where they was assembled. So much and so till it affect them and they start acting funny. They start talking a language they didn't know. So much and so they couldn't stay in the house like we're here. They went outside of the building. Upper room, outside where the other people could hear them. They never stopped. Come on. And they kept talking. And this sound that had filled them and affected them until they didn't even act like them, their normal selves. Until they went outside and people started gathering because they didn't know what it was. They looked and they said, what is this? And they start speculating. So they must have been somewhere over, somewhere we to a saloon or something we didn't know about, and they found some wine that we ain't got yet. We haven't had this. They have found some new wine that we hadn't drank any like that. And it got them acting that way. Right? They're acting funny. But Peter said, no! No, we're not drunk. As you suppose, he never said we wasn't drunk. He just said, we are not drunk as you suppose. But this is that. Hallelujah. That Joel prophesied many years ago and said, in the last days, says God, I will pour out of my spirit upon what? All flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see vision. And your handmaid, your servant, or your servant and handmaid, they shall prophesy too. And they heard some speaking with tongues. They heard some prophecy going, prophesying going on. They heard some things. And before the day was over, there were 3,000 more acting like them. That's what he said. 3,000 joined that band. Hallelujah. And so the Bible said, go back to John Gospel, chapter 13, actually we're at 14th verse. Go back there. And John said, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into what? All truth. Not only will he guide you into all truth, but he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me. And what happened on that day when the Holy Spirit showed up? Jesus got glorified. Come on now. Didn't he get glorified? It affects peoples of different language, different culture, because they had gathered there. Because they said they are all Galileans, and here we are of these different, from different surroundings, different surroundings, come from different cities and places. And we hear them speaking our dialect. And I know they hadn't been there, and they hadn't been these just common people. But they're speaking our dialect. And they began, and Luke began to name the different people, the Elamites, that was there speaking. And Peter said, This is what Joel prophesied. And Jesus was glorified.